SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Masyarakat Aborigin dan penduduk pribumi Selat Torres mempunyai hubungan spiritual yang mendalam dengan tanah mereka, yang terjalin dengan identitas, rasa memiliki dan cara hidup mereka. Ini mewakili rumah leluhur mereka, fondasi keberadaan mereka, dan penjaga kisah-kisah mereka. Episode Australian Explained kali ini, yang disusun oleh Yumi Oba, akan membahas hal tersebut. Bibi Deidre Martin, seorang wanita Walbanga dari bangsa Yulin, mewujudkan hubungan mendalam ini sebagai seorang tertua yang dihormati dan penjaga hutan penemuan Aborigin yang bekerja dengan Dinas Taman Nasional dan Markas Satwa di negara Darawal di New South Wales. Ia mengatakan tanah bukanlah suatu kesatuan yang harus dimiliki, melainkan merupakan bagian dari yang tidak terpisahkan dari dirinya yang perlu dihormati dan dirawat.
I can't speak for all people, but for me, with the land, we don't and never will own the land. We have a role to protect the land, our country. The land is what provides us with food, water, shelter, only to name a few. Land is a terminology, but it runs through our veins. It's our first breath, and it will be our last.
Hubungan antara masyarakat First Nation dan tanah mereka sangatlah dalam, sehingga kedekatan dengan tanah mereka sudah cukup untuk membangkitkan rasa memiliki yang melampaui kata-kata.
Spirituality is my strength, a sense of belonging, a connection, and a sense of knowing your country. For instance, when I'm traveling home from Sydney, as soon as I come around the Kaiama Bend, I look down the coast. And the feeling of belonging just overcomes me, and I think, I'm home.
Desmond Campbell adalah pria Gurunji dan Alawa Ngalakan yang bangga dengan Northern Territory dan dari CEO Welcome to the Country, sebuah organisasi yang bertujuan untuk memperjuangkan pertumbuhan kekayaan dan kesuksesan dalam komunitas Aborigin dan penduduk pribumi Selat Torres. Ia mengungkapkan emosi yang sama ketika pulang ke negaranya.
When you're on that dirt track, there's this anticipation as you're seeing key sort of hills and trees that's telling you that you're getting closer and closer and closer. And so there's this build, and I'm getting goosebumps actually thinking about it now that I'm in Sydney and thinking about being home, being on country. There's this anticipation that you know what you're going to smell, you know what you're going to taste, you know who you're going to see. It's just this familiarity that just will never leave you.
Ia mengatakan ini adalah tempat di mana dirinya bisa menjadi diri sendiri dan merasa aman.
Very joyful happiness feelings that really rises all the senses in your body. And although we didn't grow up there permanently, it's as if we were there just yesterday every time we go there. It's so familiar to us. And you just feel safe. You feel like you're in a place that you can be who you are as an Aboriginal person. You can speak the language and people know what you're saying. You can hear the language.
Mr. Campbell menekankan pentingnya kembali ke tanah leluhurnya secara teratur, tidak hanya untuk pelestarian budaya dan bahasanya, namun juga untuk hubungan spiritual yang mendalam yang dipupuknya. Koneksi ini memberdayakan dia untuk memimpin organisasinya secara efektif.
Fills me up, fills my spirit up. It allows me to be able to be living in a place like Sydney and work for an organization like Welcome to Country. Through this platform at Welcome to Country, we're sharing culture and language from all these different countries all around Australia. So for me to be able to be leading that, I need to be maintaining my culture and my language and have that integrity. And I can only do that by going home from time to time.
Mr. Campbell menjelaskan bahwa hubungan spiritualnya dengan tanah tersebut berasal dari kisah-kisah yang diceritakannya saat masih kecil, yang juga berisi pengetahuan dan pelajaran penting tentang tanah tersebut.
Gurunji side, which is on my father's side, that's desert country. The animals are different. different. The seasons are different. So the stories were different as well, because entwined with those stories were lessons about when you can go hunting during different seasons and what you can hunt. Entwined with those stories were lessons about if you do the wrong, for instance, if you play with fire during the wrong season, the consequences of a big bushfire happening and the consequences of destroying flora and fauna habitats that might be important for cultural harvesting.
Bradley Hardy adalah pria ngemba, ualarai, kuma, dan kamilaro, dan juga penjaga Brawirina zaman modern perangkap ikan aborigin yang terletak di tepi Sungai Bowen. Ia mengatakan sungai ini adalah darah dan identifikasinya.
It's about 700 meters north of Fish Traps. I live on the deep part of the river. I'm a river person, and off that river, I'm black soil person. The river's my blood. The river's my identification with the community that brings community together. We need all those as to become one.
Mr. Hardy terus menceritakan kisah dan sejarah negaranya, dan ia bekerja sebagai pemandu lokal di Museum Budaya Aborigin Brewarina. Ia mengatakan bahwa itu adalah tugasnya untuk menjaga kisah-kisah tersebut tetap hidup dengan mewariskannya kepada generasi berikutnya.
I'm fortunate enough, I'm around a lot of the old people a lot of time, and they got to share a lot of this stuff with me. And I'm glad I took notice of a lot of that stuff. And often explain this on tour. I learn from old people to share with the young. That's how I keep it evolving. So I explain to people when I do tours of the Fish Traps in the museum that the tour is never about me, about honoring my old people, sharing with the young, and laying a platform for the young ones to keep sharing our history of the world. And it's our duty to do that as people.
Dikenal sebagai salah satu konstruksi manusia tertua di dunia, perangkap ikan terbuat dari batu yang ditempatkan secara strategis dalam bentuk U dan C, tidak hanya untuk mengembalakan dan menangkap ikan, namun juga memungkinkan beberapa ikan melewatinya untuk melanjutkan perjalanan siklus hidupnya. Bradley mengatakan ini adalah situs yang suci tempat banyak suku berkumpul.
It's a sacred site. We've got to try to protect it. People ask, oh, can I go down and do that? I said, no, we try not to have just anyone go into them traps, you know, so mainly for our people, you know, like for what's happened in the past, we don't want people blowing them up or anything like that. So that's our main duty, is to not only tell people about them and keep it evolving amongst our young people, but for the world, oh, these places are special places like the traps. Try to do, keep preserving our stuff and sharing our stuff.
Taman Nasional tempat Bibi Deirdre bekerja memiliki banyak situs suci, lanskap yang sangat penting bagi masyarakat First Nations. Ia juga menekankan pentingnya mengetahui situs-situs tersebut sebelum Anda mengunjunginya, seperti situs laki-laki dan situs perempuan yang khusus untuk gender tersebut.
They are knowledgeable places that you can't visit until you get the knowledge. Like, for instance, the men's and women's rights. We all have a responsibility to our countries by sharing and passing the responsibility to our upcoming future, the youth and our young ones. I enjoy going up there because the actual site that I take them down to is to a women's site, and I could share that story. It's sort of hard because you have a lot of males.
Namun, melibatkan masyarakat adat setempat mengenai situs-situs tersebut atau menelitinya melalui Dewan Pertahanan setempat tidak hanya menunjukkan rasa hormat. Hal ini juga memberikan kesempatan yang sangat berharga untuk mengungkap sejarah sebenarnya dari First Nation people.
And that's why we want people to come out and learn about our stuff. Yeah, whether it be the fish traps here or whether it be a lot of our other history too or in different places, we want people to come and to really get the truth of our history, so they can't just read about it in different books or stuff, but come and see. You know, we want people to come out and learn about this stuff, but also be mindful and respectful of our stuff too.
Itulah tadi episode Australia Explained tentang kebudayaan First Nation mengenai hubungan diri mereka dengan tanah negaranya. Rangkuman itu disusun oleh Yume Oba dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.